Eric, Levi.
But this grill is not a home. This is not the stove I know. A stove is a stove, no matter where you go. Dude, it's fucked up. It's fucked. Just a greasy spoon without you. It's fucked up, dude. Doing it split up now.
Yeah, because, like, we're synced up, but when we're, like, we're singing at the same time, but when I go to sync up these audios, mine's going to be at the very end. So you'll hear it. You'll hear it. It'll just be at the very end of the recording.
This is our first episode as two peas out of a pod.
Yeah. I had to get sent to boot camp outside of our hometown.
Yeah. Boot camp. A bit that made sense. Hell yeah, dude.
I'm being trained by Mao Zedong for the opening salvo in the new Sino-American war.
Dude, I'm being trained like fucking Frank Sinatra and Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, I'm being trained on how to sleep until 4 p.m. and jerk off 7 times a day.
Hell yeah. That's the fucking best life of all. Alright, so he's gone for me now, but the podcast remains.
And the audience is not forgotten.
And the audience.
Transgressions against us.
Yeah, oh yeah, we are still angry. I'm a vengeful god.
Yeah, we're so spiteful and petty that we're just gonna do the stupid idea we had without you fuckers.
Exactly. I was gonna make a joke about we're so stupid and petty that this is the end of the podcast. Just ending it. Just
shutting it off.
5
now.
Minutes in. Still just says like Steve Harvey episode or something.
Yeah, we still have to do it another hour and a half.
These are the Steve Harvey tapes. And I'm going to, instead of that, do a Bill Cosby impression the whole time.
Well, Steve Harvey impression is just yelling.
That's true. Just being very also, confused. I could still be wrong. I could still be wrong that he does a advice show. He might not even.
Steve Harvey? He does Family Feud. Yeah.
He does Family Feud, but he has his own show, and I thought that he does advice on that show. I thought it was, like, Maury, but it could just be a talk show. Like, a daytime talk show.
It's fun to find out like how many like weirdos have talk shows that you've never heard of and you've never seen, but somehow that has like a full audience and like you're like, oh, there's like 17,000 people that talk about this on Twitter when it airs. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's awesome. It's like how I can't wait to have my own daytime TV talk show.
I like forgot that like Craig Ferguson had a talk show. That was really weird to hear about.
Yeah, wait, what did you think he was from?
Craig Ferguson, I thought he did stand-up before that. I'd seen him in stand-up. Yeah,
you are right.
So I just saw his stand-up, and then at a certain point, I was made aware that he had a talk show, and I was like, oh, okay. Or like when Drew Barrymore had a talk show.
Yeah, but that's different, because it's like, by all accounts, she shouldn't, and it wasn't good.
they were handing out talk shows willy-nilly to people. That's all I'm going to say.
They were, and they still are, honestly.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson has one now, too. That was fun.
Well, it's much easier to
eye patch for some reason.
Yeah, it was easier to do during quarantine, because it's just like, yeah, just put them in front of, like, the green screen pod in a desk, and they'll be fine.
The late Trevor Moore had one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
But we're here to do our own little talk show, our own special little advice panel.
I got advice for you. Now you're in the pudding and the children and the jello. Now I got advice for you, America. Pull your pants up, black people.
I don't know why you don't just go with the Dr. Phil, like a Dr. Phil impression. It would be much easier for you, and it would make more sense.
Yeah, more sense.
Given what
too.
We know about talk shows, like, we're not sure if Steve Harvey has one. I don't think that Phil... Well, did Did Bill Cosby have one? I don't know now.
I feel like he had to have, right?
That would Cosby make didn't sense. Have
one? Cosby, who, again, the one thing that man loved outside of date rape drugs was telling black people to pull their pants up.
Like, that was his favorite thing. He had to have one,
right? That was his favorite thing.
Yeah. And who are we to take that away from him, to be honest?
It's pretty fucked up. They're trying to take that away. They're trying to take his jello away. He's out of prison. They're going to send him immediately to an old folks home where all the rest of them get putting in jello, except him for his crimes. That's his prison sentence now.
Honestly, I'm okay with locking up old people in a home.
Yeah, I'm
fine with that. But
yeah,
he should get the same luxuries as everyone else.
Which is none.
Exactly. Take away the licenses.
Oh, that's a. So, have I done? Have I talked about that on this?
My plan for the elderly. Idea?
Yeah.
I could have sworn we joked. I think we joked about it before. We have to.
Nah, I think we just joked about it in our car. Yeah, just in case we haven't.
Just our in case. Idea,
our planned government policy, as it were.
Yeah, because we'll be doing this once we're both made co-chairman of the U.S.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Dude, I'm voting Avakian this year. Our plan for this new government policy is it's once you turn, let's say, 65, that's when senior citizens are senior citizens. Instead of a normal license, what you receive is a license that's perforated just straight down the middle.
Yep.
And
yep.
If any old person talks for too long about just shit you don't care about, if a single
traffic violation that earns them a stop by the police.
Oh, I'm not even talking about traffic violations. That's a good. That was where it started, and it's a good start.
That was where it started for me, yeah. and I'm sticking to that. I want to make sure we don't stray too far from our roots here.
Oh, I'm straying because my plan for it was always: say you're at Thanksgiving's coming up. This might even come be done after. I'm saying this episode might come out after Thanksgiving. I feel like it has to come out before, but whatever.
This one probably will.
Thanksgiving is near. Although I do need to
get an office chair.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
This one will be around Thanksgiving. So if it's not coming up, it's fresh in your mind. Say you have a grandmother, an aunt, a grandfather, a great uncle, and all they want to talk to you about is how bad cancel culture is. They don't like this Dave Chappelle guy's skin tone, but the things he has to say, they don't care for those either, but the things they think people think he has to say, oh, they're in for that. Oh, this Brandon guy, they want to let him go, don't they? Uh-huh. So they start talking to you about, say, some skateboarders who ride through that's my little parking area, even though it's just a road that passes by them. They think it's theirs. And they're like, those kids shouldn't be roller skating, shouldn't be skateboarding. They should be inside where I don't get to see them. You can just ask for their license and they have to give it to you.
Yep.
And you just take it and you just tear it right down that middle.
Yep.
Just this is your vengeance for what old people have made you go through.
Now, Levi obviously was very ambitious as to immediately wanting to use it to destroy their license for any transgression.
Any if
you
bother infraction. Me,
you are not allowed to drive anymore. Yeah, I still stick to my humble beginnings as being annoyed that old people can't see more than 10 feet in front of their car, and so they can only drive at, you know, a certain speed, but it doesn't seem to stop them from taking a right turn right in front of you or anything like that. So
right.
I stick to my humble beginnings as, you know, a police officer of the law pulls them over and rips that bitch right in half. That's where I stand. But I support my co-host here, Levi, in that if your grandpa or your uncle or anyone, just any old person, just starts talking too long, you can just ask if you want to take a look at their license, and you know, I get a little corrupt with it, you know. I just start asking if I can see their license, and that'll, I feel like that'll quiet a conversation down, and maybe they might, you know, they might try to get away, and I would be okay with that. But you know, you better believe that if you piss me off too much, I will forcibly wrest your license from you and tear it in half.
You hear across the room, "Why are they allowed to say it, but we aren't?" And you go, "Hey, how have you been driving lately? Do I need to take just a brief look at that thing you got in your wallet? What's up with that?"
Yeah, I just had a thought in my head now of like, the lead up to the law being introduced and eventually passed unanimously by every member of Congress, you'd hear the pundits on the news be like, what if an old man gets mugged and those ruffians take his license and they rip it? Then he's forced to never be able to drive again because of this fake situation I made up. I can already imagine that now. I say,
and you go,
bummer.
Oh, ruffians? I think you mean heroes.
Yeah, clearly they're doing this country. Oh, one less driver. That's what I say. one less person on the road. Because here's the thing about cars and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about cities. You have to think about them in terms of pedestrians. And so, you know, getting one more old person off the road is totally fine, because it's one more car off the road.
Yeah, I hate the reliance.
I want those highways to be empty.
So much seeing those pictures of before a highway came through an area and then after, and it's just like dense and there's people around and they're able to go places, and then after, and it's like one building might have remained the same and it's just destroyed, and it's just like one building in the middle of nowhere, and like far away from it you see a hint of a Walmart. It sucks so much, man. Everyone's like, we need to build it with pedestrians in mind. And then pedestrians cannot go anywhere in America today outside of the ones who live in New York City, and only them.
Yeah, basically. I was just thinking about, there was some, I think I saw this video, saw this online, it might have been on TikTok, but it was like talking the story about how the most petty act that's ever occurred, or something like that, or something stupid, but basically, they were trying to like buy up a ton of land, like in New York, because they were like building a road through there or something, or they just wanted it for real estate development, whatever. And they bought up, like, they were trying to buy up like this guy's land, and he kept fighting them for years, and then eventually he like died or something, and so they got the land anyways. But then his estate found out that like a tiny corner of the land that was still in his name, like literally like a triangle, like the size of like a sewer lid, like a manhole cover, this little triangle piece of land. And so they built this like little tile, this little like tile mosaic pattern that said like, this land belongs to this person and not the city, or something like that. And then it's just been like handed off between like the people who run a little shop like right on that corner, or like another real estate development company or something like that. But I was just thinking about people being like, so petty, they showed them, and it's like, well, no, it belongs to like a real estate firm now. And also like I can very easily imagine just like the city getting this land back and immediately like just absorbing that story into its own mythos about being and this is why personal liberty is so important, and we pride ourselves on supporting this while we continue to just fucking mow down just bulldoze fucking tenement buildings and shit like that.
It sucks so much, you know. I'm joking about taking old people's like cars away and shit, but honestly, all old people should just go to like fucking New York, because like there they can fucking
seriously
walk around, take the bus, take the subway and shit, have a little agency.
Fucking it's weird that
them,
like,
and their
every
friends
old
can
person
move into
in
a
America
tenement building.
Yeah, it's weird that like every old person in America, like their personal like pilgrimage that they have to take instead of like they all are like, we have to get to Florida. We have to live in the least traversable state in the entire fucking country. This fucking pothole swamp city, swampland of fucking, like, everywhere, to get anywhere from, like, your front door to anywhere else in the state, whether it's in the city or your own neighborhood, you have to get onto a highway. A highway which has been under construction since, like, 1875. And that's just how it is, and it's terrible. Man. But, like, every old person in the country is like, I have to get there. I have to find my promised land.
I need, like, even the villages, there's, like, only the place they made for old people, the villages, there's only really, like, 5 blocks or something that's actually
close. Well, it's like together. Even the villages is still like, it's like that tiny little city square in the middle, and then the rest of it is like, well, you can ride, you can take, you can turn like a 5-minute trip into like a 25-minute trip with a golf cart, and it's like, wow, I sure do love that. I sure do love just fucking wasting my hours away.
Great, you know, they don't have a lot going on.
That's true. It really is like, this will distract them until like election time.
I think that is why old people fucking love a golf cart. Maybe it's not a thing in the North that old people love golf carts, but like down fucking in the South, every old person just, they all, even fucking younger people, they all only want to drive golf carts. It's not even like
where I used to live,
dumb big mud and trucks and shit. They want golf carts singularly. I think that's how we trick, like, Southern losers into becoming like green and eco-efficient if we just go like, well, you know, your golf cart's basically, that's basically what is it, a smart car.
Where I used to live, which was like the historic district of that city, it's like when we first moved there, it wasn't that bad, but I think like over time they just added more and more, like they just designated more and more roads in that neighborhood as being like, oh, these are good for golf carts now. Golf carts can just be on these. And so I would just see golf carts up and down the road, and they were like 95% of the time they were just being driven by like kids and like middle school and like high school, basically, like just like a bunch of a lot of times younger than that. Like I would see like fucking 9-year-olds driving these things around, just like golf carts filled with 9-year-olds, and I did not understand what was going on at all. And just like tons of these fucking things just driving around. It doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
Yeah, man, they love it.
They fucking love it,
dude. This would be, if you were still here, man, this would be where we get into your dream of a podcast, which was rating and warning about parking lots.
See, that's, so I still think that maybe someday we can do that. If this podcast ever got an audience, that would definitely be a premium episode of like, if you pay $5 a month, you can hear my podcast or my parking lot rating episodes.
My parking lot,
because there are so many, fucked up parking lots in Ocala. Yeah. And I used to think like, oh, okay, well, this just, well, yeah, I used to think like, oh, this is probably just like, this is just intrinsic to like these like little small places, but living in St. Pete now, and no, it's like that everywhere. Like, and I don't know if this is, if, and now I'm trying to figure out if it's just a Florida thing or not, but yeah, no, everywhere is just filled with like these terrible fucking parking
every
lots.
Every developer is a freak. I'm telling you, man, I don't know why.
And
like
the closer,
they're all just perverts.
Well, so okay, so like you cover the whole fucking place is you basically have to take the highway to get anywhere, and so as a result, like basically, like, you know, there's just highway exits all over the place. Like every road you know, you take a left turn and you're going to be getting to a highway exit. And you'd think like, oh well, with all of this like weird shaped land and whatnot and all these like overpasses, like there'd be just like a lot of like blank space before you hit like a gas station or something. But it's like, no, they build like right up to the fucking foot of these fucking highways, and it's impossible to get anywhere.
It's crazy.
It's like you have to take a left you take a left turn out of this road, and you have about 6 feet before you either have to immediately turn right or you have to get onto an overpass, and it's just like a nightmare, and the roads are always packed, and it's like you burn so much time just trying to get in someplace before you actually could even get like onto the on-ramp at on a highway. It's just, it's awful. But yeah, it's like parking lots are terrible. Yeah. I don't know
aside
what
from
fucking
ones that are like mazes to get in. I love the ones that are like five spaces at a highway and there's no like turn on or turn off. So they're like, I hope you're feeling lucky. Cause you might not be getting out of here in 5 hours.
My favorite parking lots are the ones where they handed this design off to like some type of like fucking architectural student or something, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, this is where I'm gonna somehow institute like art deco into my fucking parking lot. So when you look at it from above, it looks like one of those desert drawings of like an eagle or something, and it's just fucking garbage. You can't navigate it at all. Like when you park in a spot, you have like a 10% chance that like the spots around you, the way that they're all curved and slanted, like two cars will just be blocking you into your spot. You'll have to live there for 3 days. Like, it's just awful. Like every parking lot in Florida is like this. It's either, it really is either just like a fucking square in a field and you just cook in the sun on your way to the Walmart, or it's like a fucking labyrinth that someone built to like kill you off before you could get to wherever you're going.
Yes.
Well, you know, I will say this. Mm-hmm. Parking lots might be bad, but I think there's someone else who could use our advice besides parking lot designers.
Yeah, I was going to say, just as we have advice for parking lot designers, we have advice for other people. Here's what
now,
I was most excited about. Yeah,
okay,
I
was going to say, are you going to kick this off?
About. Yeah. And then we can feel out which one we want to do most. But the one I was most excited about, the rest of these have like bodies and everything. This one is just, my son acts like Kramer from Seinfeld. Should I be worried?
Where did you send this? Where is this? Did you send this to me yet? I wanted to read this along with you.
Let me send you.
I was going to say, send it to me just in case. I was going to say, I do like this other one because I feel like it's perfect for you. I don't think we have to read it first, but I think you should definitely be the one to read this. Or maybe I should, and then you should provide the advice. It's the one that says, how can I respect women?
Oh, yeah, that was the second one I was most excited for. That's such
a good one. So I'm going to open up.
And that one does have a body. This one, just the question. My son acts like Kramer from Seinfeld.
Should I be worried?
My son acts like Kramer from Seinfeld. That's not Cosby at all. Should I be worried? And the Buddha. Yeah, my son acts like Kramer from Seinfeld.
I was gonna say, find your center. Find your center.
Yeah, I know.
To get into the voice.
Need to
do the voice. So is this is the one you want to start off with?
I feel like it has to be, right?
Let's fire this off. So this person is worried because their son acts like Kramer from Seinfeld. Now, I guess we should, to start off, I would like to ask, well, what is there to be worried about? You know, we have to figure out what's this character? You know, let's name some things about Kramer. And, so, and I'm assuming this is not the actor. This is not
Jerry
extended
Seinfeld.
The actor.
Jerry Seinfeld, mm-hmm. Elaine Benes, George Costanza, New York.
Uh-huh.
He goes to a diner. Runs Kramerica. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Kramer's enterprising. Is that, it's so bad to have a Kramer son? Enterprising Kramerica owning son? Always getting into hijinks?
Your son is an entrepreneur, and he has a solid base of friends.
Yeah. Solid base of friends. Hey, guess what? So what? He doesn't have a job. Kramer didn't have a job, and he lived right next to the top comedian in America. And had no wants.
Now, presumably, the son is young. I'm assuming that this isn't a mother worried about their like 38-year-old son. I assume that this is like a 16, 17.
That
you know,
it would
this
be
is, like, a child,
awesome
basically.
To be describing like your 8-year-old as a Kramer.
That would be incredible. But I presume this is a young adult, and they are. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you go like, hey, there's worse people for your Gen Z son to be trying to emulate. They could be pretending to be Seinfeld, unfunny.
They could be pretending to be Kramer from Seinfeld at the Laugh Factory.
IRL Kramer. Yeah. See what views he's got.
I mean, trying to see if I was going to have to be like, well, the Laugh Factory is where it was. But yeah. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
But that's still my in
for Seinfeld for some reason. I mean, I know why that's the reason, but stop laughing. It's not funny.
This is one of those things where I've seen a lot of people my age and a little younger where they don't like I've seen this before where kids they don't feel like they have like an inner circle of friends. They might know a bunch of people, but then like once they get out of high school, they find that maybe their friend base doesn't exist anymore because you know, either proximity is no longer an option. You know, your friends might go to other schools or something, or you just find yourself alone. Well, okay, your problem's solved with this one, because the number one problem amongst, you know, kids that can't find a way to talk to people, your son has found a way to be the most annoying person imaginable, and he has the most Kramer's loyal friends.
Oh, Kramer, the hot one?
Okay, who's the most annoying one?
Jerry, dude.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Oh, with a name like Seinfeld, he's not annoying?
All right.
Okay. All right. You got me. That one was a little off the cuff. All right, I get it.
So I think that this is a non-issue. Your son is trying to emulate a valuable member of his community, and I think that's something to aspire to.
Your genius son has the biggest brain of his friend group and can rely on them for backing for his plans, schemes, and shenanigans.
Exactly. Now you're definitely gonna be worried, you know, he starts kinda striking out on his own. Maybe he's going to some comedy clubs trying to do his own thing. You're gonna want to keep an eye on him.
The one thing you don't want to do is let your Kramer son get into comedy.
If he says he's got a show at the Laugh Factory, you're going to need to step in and really express some parental control.
Let your Kramer son be is the Laugh Factory.
Because it's just going to be one bad night, and well, we all know how that Cinderella story went.
Yeah, he wasn't even allowed on the fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm reunion episode.
He was struck from history.
There was no Kramer.
Now, okay, I'm gonna say that one we answered it. How I think we did well on that one. So, which one are you feeling next?
I mean, there is the one that you already mentioned.
I think it's a really good one. So I'll go ahead and read this one since you read the last one. Let me find it. Here it is. Now should I say where this comes from?
Yeah, sure, I don't care.
So this is from Reddit. This is from our Need Advice. And that seems like a good place to go to find people who need help. Title to this,
as always,
how can I respect women?
As always, I and, sort by controversial. So
is that how you found these? I just wanted
to front absolutely. Page. Oh. I sort of like all time most controversial, man.
That's incredible. So this is from Now I see now that you had to have sorted this by controversial. This is from 7 years ago. So hopefully maybe this like, you know, we can 7 degrees of fucking Kevin Bacon, a friend of a friend of a friend, will listen to this and pass the advice
hopefully
on to him.
Another you can find this in, respecter. Or
I assume
a nice
that
young
yes,
man
I assume this
women
is
will
a,
hear this and learn our advice.
I assume that this is a gentleman because it's Chris the Ninja. But honestly, you know, there's no telling what kind of, you know, journeys of identity this individual could have went on. So, Chris the Ninja 215 says, "I want to like women, but I just think that they don't deserve to be equal. I know it wrong, and I want to change, but I don't know how. Please help me respect women!" With an exclamation point, which is just like, it seems like it's dire. It's like, I really need this!
Respect women!
What's going on?
I have a meeting. I have a meeting this Monday, and I have to know how to respect them by then.
Yo, I gotta learn about this respecting women, Gambit.
So now, Levi, you would call yourself a women respecter? Would you?
That is egregious slander against me.
the woman respecter is logged
the
on
highest degree. To
no,
tell
but
these
Levi,
fucking lies on my name.
But if you knew a person who wanted to respect women, you would know how to offer this advice to them.
You know,
if you met a young individual who was suffering from not respecting women and wanted to reverse their plight, you would know how.
A
to,
nice
how to
young
help
man,
them.
18 to 24. Still just start demographic. No job needs to know about women. So. My first, you know, how can you respect someone who you've never seen out their eyes, never seen out their shoes? Go to the high heel store and buy women's shoes. Go to the women's store and buy dress. Buy a tampon and eat that. That's what a woman has to do every day of her life. Every hour of a woman's life, she has to eat 4 extra large tampons. And every year, she has to buy 2 new pairs of high heel shoes, put one high heel up on the other high heel, and walk around like that until she falls into a fountain. Once a woman's done that, she generally looks for a man. So you're going to do this too. You're going to try and find... a male suitor and he will have to give you flowers. If you can't do this, you have to go live in a hut for a month, like old times. The only way to get clear from this, of course, would be taking 2. Now the scripture is unclear, but it's pretty obvious what it means is turtle doves. Some say turtles. Take 2 turtle doves to the priest. Upon this point, you're married. So I feel like that's the best course of action to learn to respect women. But I have another idea, which is maybe you don't have to. Maybe women aren't for you. You know?
Yeah. You don't have to force yourself to just, you don't have to force yourself into the mainstream, you know? Maybe it's just not your deal.
There are, what, 10 billion people in the world? Only like half of them are women. So it's like 4 or 5 billion people. That's like, that could just be your guys, you know? Maybe your people aren't women. Maybe they're not non-binary people. Maybe they're not people of color. Maybe it's just like cis white men who you're friends with. That's fine.
I just realized something. Should I not have said this person's username?
Why? I mean, if you want to,
I don't want someone to. I don't want to dox this individual.
You don't want to reveal the trade secrets. It's a public vote.
Well, this person hasn't, I will say, this person hasn't posted in 7 years, so it is, so I doubt that they're going to run into issues. Yeah, it was more of a joke than anything else.
Dude, they're going to hear this and get so fucking mad at us.
Well, the thing about this post that's kind of interesting, I don't want to spend a lot of time just talking about, like, other comments, but this person did not respond to any of the comments they received, except for one. This person says, "I'm pretty sure, given your posting history, that I'm smarter, better educated, and make more money than you do. How does this make you better than me? Yes, this is harsh, but what did you expect?" To which they respond, "Wow, you're a jerk. This is why I don't like women."
That's so awesome, dude. That's so cool.
So I think
this guy rocks. We should get him on the pod.
That was the first like response he got. And he just went like, "Well, I'm like, done with this.
I'm closing notifications for this one." Yeah, I mean, you know, there's, you know, the thing about women is you didn't have to come up like them. Yeah, did guys hit you? Sure. But guess what women had to go through every day? Women, when they, before 18, and then after it has become 2 lies, before they're 18, they have to come up with at least 1 lie about a very close personal friend of them and tell it to a second close personal friend who
that's the initiation into womanhood.
Oh, no, that's just what they have to do every day. Until 18, when they have to do it 2 times a day. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The initiation in womanhood is a jump in.
That's the second lie.
The initiation into womanhood is a bat mitzvah. I don't know how
so
you
I guess,
that is.
Yeah. I haven't studied women like you have. I know that I know that you're an academic in these pursuits, but would you consider the answer? You know, maybe it's not for you.
Yeah, I think that that's probably maybe. The answer. Maybe women aren't for you.
Yeah, I could say, here's the thing. This goes to a larger sort of population. There are a lot of people online who have trouble with women, for better or worse.
Yeah, maybe those guys are your friends.
Whether they're decent people or not, I can't really speak to. But what I would say to all of those people as well is just like, because, you know, you see a lot of them and they can range from incels to something worse. And I always just kind of think like, yeah, maybe it's just not your speed. Maybe you just don't do that.
I forgot. I'm supposed to be being Dr. Phil. That's what we're doing here. So I'm going to be Dr. Phil.
Yes.
And if you're below 18, I'm sending you to a work camp to get sexually assaulted.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe that'll help. I don't know. That's what he
does. How could I know? I'm not a real doctor.
That's what he does. And he says it's helpful. All right, here's...
Sorry, my mic fell over.
Oh, damn. Here's here's something that... I don't see how you really need advice for this one, but I did like it
Are
when I saw it.
Are you picking the next one?
I'm hosting a Trump-themed Christmas lunch and need inspiration. What would be fun to do? It's very funny. That's like, I need advice for this. I'm hosting a traditional Danish Christmas lunch. Don't know what that means, for a selected group of gentlemen. This year's theme is Donald Trump. Last year's party had a Bill Cosby theme. Really interesting choices these motherfuckers are going through. And it wasn't a huge success. Reddit, help me make our Christmas lunch great again.
So,
hey brothers, I'm hosting a Trump-themed Christmas lunch.
So before we start, I googled Danish Christmas lunch because I wanted to see what that entailed. What I found, and I'm going to do my best to pronounce this, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but Yule Frokost is a traditional Danish Christmas lunch that involves plenty of food and drinks. The lunchtime feast typically includes a juicy flakestig and a crispy with crispy skin, the Danish version of roast pork, and smørrebrød with a selection of goodies such as fish, potatoes, or leverpostej. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So it just, yeah, it just sounds like... It sounds like how it's like, oh, there's probably not really anything specific that you do. It's just like, it's more of like the food you eat. Kind of like, yeah. You know, Thanksgiving is like turkey.
Yeah.
So they're doing this thing. And what I'm going to say is this seems like a person who, if you're asking for inspiration for your Trump-themed Christmas lunch, you're probably not a Trump fan. Is what I'm going to say. Because otherwise, you wouldn't need inspiration. You'd be like, I got this.
Yeah, I know what that beautiful young man does. That, I think he called himself, like, I'm not a senior citizen or something once when he was addressing seniors. That was a real cool one. He said, like, I'm a young man unlike you. Which is so awesome because he's, like, 80. But that beautiful young wet boy, wet-brained man... gorgeous individual. We know what he does. He'd get McDonald's, he'd put it on a nice silver platter, and he'd just like go crazy.
Yeah, because this person's like, last year's party had a Bill Cosby theme and it wasn't a huge success. And to that I say two things, which is like, one, like, okay, yeah, that was a that seems like a bad idea. There's only like two things that you can really make a party for Bill Cosby.
Like,
and it's
only
like
does rape based parties.
I was gonna say,
like, it's only like rapist
based. It's like, why you could? Yeah, I'm like, if you don't like these guys, why do you keep making parties about them? Like, you can just make a party about a person you like. Like, that's what makes me think like this is definitely like someone who's like a lib or something. Where you're obsessed with them, but you just don't, like really understand anything about like why this person might be popular or anything.
You all come into my John Wayne Gacy party later. We're all gonna dress up like John Wayne Gacy when he was like the clown, It's going to be a lot of fun. Like, I don't see why you're against that.
That's the thing. The Trump theme party is literally like, well, you just make your house look like a Trump hotel. Everything is black and gold. And then everyone wears suits and puts like orange spray paint on their faces.
Yeah.
You put orange paint all over your face. And then you and your friends are miserable because this is what you've chosen to done with your life on Christmas. Why would you do this? This isn't Halloween.
I mean, here's the thing. While I can't do a Trump impression, he's a very funny guy. It would be kind of charming. It would be a little funny. It would be a Trump themed party.
It would be charming if it seemed like the people involved were creative.
Creative and understood what to do already. It's weird to be like, yeah, I'm going to be doing this.
It's even
how do I do?
Yeah, because it's like Trump supporter or not, if you are making this party and then you're like, all right, I gotta go to the internet to get inspiration. It's like, okay, you shouldn't be doing this. You're already done. You can't go ask the losers online what they think.
Yeah,
because they're just gonna make jokes.
I think if you don't know what to do with a very obvious idea, what you should do is move on to what I guess has to be your next party, your next idea for a party, which is going to be the Michael Jackson party. And that one's
that or the Weinstein. That or the Weinstein.
A Michael Jackson party is going to be like three times as fun, but a Weinstein one would be kind of fun too because you just play like movies. It just feels way too obvious. It's like Trump one. It's like, yo, come on, you don't know. You don't know. You get McDonald's.
Yeah. And again, it's just like, how miserable do you have to be that this is what you want to spend Christmas doing? The answers that other people have provided are just like entirely impractical because it's just like, tell everyone you're fired, or like, only invite billionaires, or my favorite, which is a removed comment, which is probably, hey, you should sexually assault someone. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say that that's probably what that was.
You come to my Epstein party later?
That was going to be my next joke. Is like, are you doing an Epstein Thanksgiving? Like, what's your plan?
Yeah, I think it would be like, oh no, I already lost it. It was going to be something about, okay, well, I guess you should do nothing then. That's my new thing. If I can't remember what it was I was going to say, then I guess you should do nothing. You shouldn't have friends. You shouldn't be allowed them.
So, I'm going to switch gears here. I'm going to pick one. That I'm gonna pick one from the Am I the Asshole subreddit because I think those are usually pretty fun. We'll start off with one that seems like maybe it'll be pretty easy to suss out who's the asshole in this situation. Now I'm assuming that they have titled this WIBTA as in would I be the asshole, because this is preemptive. I'm maybe going to do a thing. Yes, it says, would I be the asshole if I impulse bought an $1,800 loom without telling my husband, even though it's my money? Now, this is pretty long. I'm going to try to skim through it as best I can. So, to make a long story short, my friend messaged me today offering to sell me a 6K floor loom for $3,000. I counteroffered the trade for my Jack loom. And $1,800. She agreed to this. We started scheduling when I would be able to transport the looms. She lives in another state. I'd been thinking about visiting her in February prior to this, so we decided that would be when we do the handoff. Also, this does not seem like an impulse anymore. There's bartering and trading going on already right off the bat. This sounds like very premeditated. The issue, I was talking to my coworker about this as I needed to clear with him my time off request so that we don't overlap. I was talking about how excited I was to get this loom for only $1,800. Apparently this loom would be 5 to 7K today. My coworker was like, your husband is okay with you spending that kind of money? And I was like, I don't need his permission to buy things. It's my money. Not to mean that I won't tell him of my plan, just that I didn't need his clearance before making this purchase. My coworker looked at me like I was crazy and said my wife would kill me if I just spent 2K without asking. So they have a husband and them have a budget that's set of discretionary spending. So because of how their finances is set up, we both make a decent income with no kids. I have about $500 per paycheck that is fun money, which typically I spend on my hobby, knitting, spinning, and weaving. Again, doesn't seem like an impulse. If an impulse is like, wow, I should get into, I should really get into using a loom. premeditated is like, I already own several expensive looms, and it would be nice to have this really expensive one for cheap.
They've
spend
also
most of the money. Blah 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 blah.
They also haven't made the trade yet, but like, while they haven't made the trade yet, she's agreed to buy this.
Yeah, the other thing at the very end of this, my coworker now makes me think maybe I should have asked first. So it sounds like it hasn't even come up in conversation to the husband yet. I thought this story was going to have a little more, like, you know, the husband finds out and goes like, what the fuck, you bitch? But it sounds like the husband doesn't even know this is happening. But again, it is kind of a thing where it's like, you kind of go like, you already work with looms. You already kind of do this thing. So it almost really sounds like it is kind of a deal. Like a real steal or whatever to be getting this like $7,000. Like it would be like if my hobby was like making music or something, and I'm already working with like older equipment, and so I decide to like splurge with some of my money, and I manage to get like some really expensive piece of hardware for it, you know, what's normally $7,000 to $6,000. I got it for like $1,000. Like that seems like a pretty decent deal. Not like I'm going to spend $1,800 on this guitar, but I don't know how to play guitar, but I'll definitely learn. So I say this person probably won't be the asshole. That would be my guess.
Oh, yeah, they obviously aren't, but you are. It does make me wonder, like, well, why haven't they just talked to their husband about, I'm buying this thing? It's like,
yeah, that's more of the sus part of it, is that like it never occurred to them to maybe say, to maybe like discuss with their partner like, hey, I'm gonna drop like an exorbitant amount of money on something. Dude, exorbitant.
Women just be scheming on principle. Like, there's no reason for this to be like anything that has to be a secret, except that this woman just went like, first of all, this needs to say hush hush between me and you. I need you to cover me, because I'm getting a loom. Like,
it is pretty funny that it's just like a transaction that is entirely fucking mired in secrecy for no reason. And it's literally doesn't even occur to this person that what they're doing is maybe shitty. They're just like, no, yeah, I love lying.
That's great. Yeah, exactly. The only weird part of this is that like you haven't talked about it.
Oh man. So that seems like, again, like I was thinking, it's probably a bit of a softball. It kind of seems like the obvious answer is like, yeah, not a big deal.
Why are you, yeah.
What you
like,
what,
are you good? Does he try and like, does he yell at you if you don't spend the problem?
Yeah, I feel like
the money you earn? Like, what is this?
Yeah. I feel like there's questions unanswered. We turned over some stones that maybe would require further investigation. I don't know if this person commented any on here, because that's the other fun thing about these Reddit like relationships or like advice posts or Am I the Asshole, is where like they provide like just the bare amount of info, but then as soon as you like see a comment or two, you go like, oh, it turns out they're using the loom to make like Nazi metal memorabilia, like Nazi war medals or something. Like, oh, okay, I see. Maybe they are the asshole.
Wait.
So it's a much bigger
loom. It didn't
even
occur to me to say, to think about this, but it is for February. So,
yeah.
It is funny, like, now is November, and be like, in 3 months, I'll tell my husband. Maybe that's why.
The other thing I need to know is, like, how old this person is. Because their friend that they were going to buy the loom from is, like, it's their 50th birthday in February. And so I'm like, I mean, you know, 50 is not old in my mind. Like, I don't think of that as, like, being old, you know. I mean, it's not, like, 23 or something. But, like, I definitely go, like, 50's too old to have these, like, these elaborate, costly secrets around your husband. Like, what are you saving for? You're working towards retirement, and you're, like, almost there. An $1,800 loom, I mean, it's maybe a little out there, but it's also, like, how much is that, like, chipping away at whatever goals you have?
Yeah, and it's, like, it's the thing you do.
Haven't you already moved out of the secrets part of your life? You don't have any more time for secrets.
No, I'm telling you, women keep secrets on principle, man.
It's just fun. It's just fun to lie.
It's fun for them, yeah. They like it. They clearly enjoy it.
I don't see any crazy comments here, so yeah, we can move on to the next one.
Yeah, I'm going to do, this was a relationships post. this one got a little popular, I saw on Twitter, but I don't know, it was not incredibly, I guess, so hopefully it'll be, no one's going to get mad at me for doing it. Yeah, the first one. I, 22 male, was worried girlfriend, 22 female, was 14, so I hid in her coat closet while she was having girls' night at her apartment. Her friend found me obviously humiliating me and girlfriend. Is there any way to recover from this?
Now before you read the rest of this, I just want to interject real quick. How did this person think this was going to go? How in their mind, how did they possibly perceive this journey?
I thought she going? Was cheating, like, so I hid in a closet, and when I was found, we were humiliated. I bet this is going to work out in my favor, right? This is just classic.
I just think from the get-go, like, oh no, my girlfriend's having a girls' night. I'll mm-hmm. hide in her closet. Like, most likely a closet with, like, slats, so it's, like, possibly see-through. Like, this'll surely, sitting here for, like, the next 12 hours, I will never be discovered. Yeah, it doesn't make, like, any sense.
If it's also, when your girlfriend... she was bringing a dude, like, back... If it's that you thought she'd bring a dude back, like, what was your plan there? We're gonna jump out and surprise them? There's no direction in this where you're not, like, cucked.
That's porn thinking. Like, that's absolutely porn thinking. Like, the guy's gonna show up, and then he's gonna, like, spring out on them, and then, like, it'll work out. But, like,
no,
I like
I'm
to think
you
probably just sit there and watch.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's even more porn thinking, if you're gonna say what I said, porn thinking. Because what I'm thinking is... I'm thinking about the last verse in that Eminem, Dr. Dre song where they tell a guy to kill his girlfriend for cheating.
Well, I'm forgetting well, that's what that the song other thing. Is, but that I song's definitely incredible.
That song sucks so much.
My vision of this guy going through these events is he hides in the closet. Girl brings a guy home. He jumps out. The guy she's cheating with proceeds to beat the shit out of him,
yeah,
because that's typically how it goes. I definitely don't think that this guy is in the position that he's going to be beating anyone up.
No, I mean, my friend, like, was seeing a girl who was cheating on her boyfriend with him because she was like, your dick's smaller than his? Like, more than him? So, I don't know. You know, maybe.
You know, maybe. Who could say? That's a bit of a presumption on my part. But I definitely foresee this guy, this not going well for him. And
look at that. No, it didn't go well for him. Well, yeah. There's no,
that's
no
the,
scenario
the
where
thing.
You ever want to have to do this. You should...
This is
hiding
like
in a closet
answer,
is a last resort.
Yeah. My answer to any of these situations where a person considers this is like, if you're considering this... It's over. It's already over. It's like, maybe you could go to some counseling or something, get some therapy, the both of you.
Yeah.
Mainly you, but like, it's...
And Frank wasn't...
If you're doing
how
it,
good
it
her
you're
life
done.
Went.
Yeah, I'm like, as soon as you close that closet door and those women walk in, you go, oh, this relationship is over. Like, regardless of if I'm caught or not. If I'm stooping to these levels to catch someone, mm-hmm. I do not trust them, and I will not trust them afterwards.
let's look at a little part of this body. Text. Alright.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'll let you jump right into this.
I guess, like, this is all in the title, and I have a feeling Reddit isn't going to be too kind to me, but I really screwed up and don't know where else to turn. I got my weird vibes from my... I got some weird vibes from my girlfriend this week, and when she said she didn't want to come over last night, I was really concerned my worst fears were coming true. I was so panicked, I decided to hide in a coat closet she never uses to see what was up. It turns out she was just having a girls' night, and my girlfriend basically told her friends all the same issues she's working out with me, talking to me about. Work, failing LSAT, gyno problems, etc. And was even complimentary of me. I felt super guilty, so I figured I would stay put until she went to bed, then I would leave quietly. Shit hit the fan when a friend spilled something and girlfriend told her to get the vacuum out the hall closet. To my absolute horror, the door opened and the friend screamed when seeing me. This is where you go, alright. It's a little movie-esque that this closet's never used until That's yeah. it. If it's a girls' night, if it's a girls' night, though, when they're drinking, they're spilling shit. So,
yeah. You know? That's where you move the vacuum cleaner. You should have thought ahead. You should have moved the vacuum cleaner, like a JoJo's scenario. You were 9 steps ahead the whole time. You should have had that vacuum cleaner in another closet or just out in the open, so they wouldn't stumble upon you.
Girlfriend was furious, and I didn't even try to lie. I said I was worried she was acting weird, and I decided to spy on her. I sat there in an apartment of 4 women more humiliated than I've ever been. It's a shame like I've never felt. My girlfriend just said, get the fuck out, and never to call her again. This morning she texted me that her dad and brother will be at her apartment from 3 to 5, and I need to come get my stuff and bring hers over. That was all she said. Is there any way I can recover this relationship?
Yep. Yep.
See, hey, brothers!
It's done. Since there is no talking your way out of this. I'm sorry. As soon as you do this, you are committed to where this road takes you.
Yeah. See, nobody ever gets into hijinks with a exit strategy. You always need an exit strategy. If you're gonna, again, never ever hide in a closet. I don't care what the scenario is. Like I said, look how it worked out for our most favorite too, but also most famous closet hider. How did she fare out?
Never lock yourself into a little tiny room.
But if you have an exit strategy, mine exactly. would have been a bunch of beer cans around me and pretending to be asleep.
I would have been wearing a gorilla costume.
I just leap out and scare the shit out of him. I just go insane.
And then I run. Yeah, I just sprint full speed down the road.
Smash the table. Just throw your own shit everywhere. Go fucking gorilla ape shit, dude.
You go insane. And then when you're all done just wrecking shit up, you just sprint full speed down the road. And when your girlfriend presses you about it, you go, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't own a gorilla costume. I don't know what you're saying to me.
You sprint full speed down the road. You come back dressed normally. Coated in sweat, just the shit you took obvious in your pants, and you just like come back and you're like, yo, did you hear there was a gorilla around?
It is really funny to part of the plan is like, they're not gonna believe it wasn't me unless I show up with an alibi. I couldn't have been there. I couldn't have been the gorilla because I showed up right after. Now, if he thought that Reddit wasn't going to be too kind to him, well, maybe he should have gone to Twitter, because there is immediately one guy here in the replies on Twitter who's like, I think people are being a little too judgmental.
Yo, I've had to do this one before myself, and I think that
people,
we've all had these moments of doubt, and
every one of us has hidden in a closet.
Everyone is sitting in a closet once. R. Kelly was trapped in a closet for 2 whole movies. That's not true. He's out in the first act. But
I also like his the second thing that he says in this reply is there must have been something which stirred up that feeling of distrust or lack of trust. And I do think it's really funny to just approach this from like, well, he had to have been thinking like this for some reason. It must mean that she did this.
She probably was cheating on him, even though he's wrong. She
it's like, it's
is
just
to blame
logically
for him being in the closet. Yeah. Dude, that's so cool. And they're right. Oh, speaking about fucking cool people, did you see Drake Bell is like selling NFTs and shit?
Yeah, so I was gonna say, I heard he was an NFT guy. I always hear like all the NFT news like pretty quick.
Dude, it's so awesome to not only, because I thought he was fully in prison. It's awesome to be on probation for sex crimes against minors and still be like, all right, people are gonna love me as a celebrity. And not only that, also be a guy who's an NFT dude. That's so cool.
God, he really is batting 1,000.
Yeah, man, I'm like NASA for like guys who wear maroon shirts and white caps and smoke out like high schoolers, like 26-year-old 7-Eleven clerks who after their shift immediately go to their friend's apartment, and their friend's apartment is an 18-year-old who only lets him hang out because he brings cigarettes to give to him. Like, that's... I'm like NASA for studying those guys. And I should be allowed to vivisect Drake Bell. Like, this is an incredible case. This is an... my God, phenomenal specimen here.
Yeah, this is the find of a century. You don't understand.
It really is.
So...
like, he's doing fucking, like, Twitter spaces and shit, where you're just like, come and ask me about NFT! And you're like, oh my God, I have some questions for you.
Now, do you think we got to the bottom of this one?
Yeah, I mean, don't hide in a closet is always good advice. Second advice?
I think that's pretty good advice.
I saw someone in the comments, he's like, should I talk to her after her brother and dad leave? Which is where you go, all right, man, this is selling it a bit far. You have to be baiting, right? This has got to be bait, which is fine because it's fun enough that I don't care if it's bait, but it's like, if a real person is ever like, she's making me give all of her stuff to her dad and brothers, should I talk to her after? The answer is nah. Nah, it's the like, answer yeah, is no. You should move city immediately. Yeah. This is tainted for you and everyone in the city.
Yeah, you definitely leave town.
A closet hider.
Yeah. Also, when your girlfriend goes, I'm sending these two able-bodied men to come and get my things. That's like, you have to understand the implication there that she is sending these two people to keep you in check.
Yeah, to keep you out. Yeah.
She is no longer feel safe going there alone. That is definitely not the situation that you want to be like, well, why don't I just wait until they slink off and I make my move?
Now, I do think that there is one way. It's very, very risky.
Mm-hmm.
Go back into the closet. Just when you see the dad and brother, immediately make a fucking bank to get in that closet again.
Yeah, because then you'll find out all sorts of secrets.
Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, this is the new exit strategy. You just love being in that closet now. Like, it's
although
not,
it's
I get it.
It's kind of
weird.
High risk.
This is where I live, though.
But it's kind of high risk, high reward. Because if it works out, like, hey, maybe, you know, who knows what could go right for you. But if they find you in that fucking closet, they're going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
They're absolutely going to beat your shit in. Because as soon as they see that, they're like, this fucking pervert.
This fucking pervert fucking kill loves this closets. at that specific moment, it's too late now. But if you were still in that moment of humiliation... you could have gone, again, very risky, very high risk, honestly low reward, which is just, it's just to be like, I just love you so much. Incredibly, incredibly risky track, but it's, I just love you so much. I just wanted to be with you. Even when you think I'm not.
Like, though I already gave up the goat on what I was doing. I know I told you a different motive before, but my motive has changed, actually.
Yeah, but I'm saying, instead of saying, I want to be sure you weren't cheating on me, which is never going to go well.
I get you. Instead of giving up your true motive, you should have continued to lie. Just been like, actually, I'm clingy. I'm really clingy.
I'm super clingy. Like, that's... No woman has ever enjoyed a boyfriend going, I thought you were cheating on me. What can I say? Like, that's because they're like, oh, so you just assume because I am from a devious, degenerate sex that I am gonna be villainous? Oh, okay. See, that's how they react there. But if you're like, yeah, I'm just clingy, it's a little more than just clingy if you're in a closet. That's something that can be worked on. You're like, all right, get out the closet. And now it does end up into you having to every now and then be found in the closet again.
Yeah, but... you get now. Yeah, it's like you've taken on a charade, but you start going to couples therapy, you don't have to do it anymore. Like, eventually you'll work it out of your system. Be like, wow, I'm better now. You saved me. And you grow closer as a result. So the answer to this one, lie.
The answer to this one is always a lie. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, stop telling them stupid, embarrassing things about yourself.
You know, the thing is, lying is so cool and easy, and it gets you so many things for so little. It's crazy not everyone understands to do it. Like, the best liar
according
in the world
to your
right
theory,
now is, like,
to your, mm-hmm. Well, according to your theory, women do. Women understand that better than anyone.
You'd imagine, but their lies are all, like, he whistled at me. That little 14-year-old boy whistled at me. Those are, like...
Their lies are, I'm gonna buy a $2,000 loom.
Yeah, their lies are like, I didn't transfer $1,800 out of my account. Like, that's their lies. I'm talking about lies like, yeah, I'm going to cure the planet and live on the sun. Again, an Elon Musk type lie. That's why he's the richest man on the planet, technically.
Technically, he's kind of, he really is the richest man on the planet because he is a liar. He's just a grifter.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, that's the real American dream. Like, the real American, like, you know, like the big job to aspire to in America is that you are going to run the biggest, most successful grift and fool the U.S. government into investing in your lies. Like, your lies are so huge, the U.S. government went like, here's like $30 trillion. Keep doing that.
Like, despite a public persona where he's like Effet and like a Reddit dude and like, Dogecoin to the moon, all that bullshit. Like, despite all that, he's just able to lie so well and be like,
But those are his fans. Those are his fans.
Yeah, but he has fans outside of that too, which he got by going like,
that's true.
That guy who criticized me is that dude's a pedophile, and also I'm going to literally be Paul Atreides.
My parents named me after the man who lived on the moon and ruled the Mars. I'm the Mars King.
Like, his lies are like, not only will you have a self-driving car that you can get in and it won't murder you, more than that, I've made it exclusively run on the sun, and please do not check if there's anything that could make that happen. Please don't check if that's even possible. Don't worry about it. Like, that's so cool. The whole Boring Company scam? That's incredible, dude. That's such a good lie, because where most lies are built on little pieces of truth, his lies, the reason he's so good at it, they're not built on fucking anything. He can't even... The whole Boring Company, there was nothing there. There's still basically nothing there. Like, he drilled a hole in some land. But that's fucking nothing.
I'm a little conflicted about which one of these to go with next. Because there's some that are pretty good. There's one that is, am I the asshole for not wanting to eat at someone's Thanksgiving? But the story is that them and their significant other just, like, they keep trying to go to both of their family's Thanksgivings on the same day. And I was like, I thought this was understood amongst couples that you have to, like, that you share holidays, but not, like, you can't do both. Like, you have to go to one or the other. Like, it's not, you can't have both. Apparently, that was not understood.
And it really needs to be, because it's like, I've said this to friends before. Because someone was somewhere and they're like, well, we're only playing, say, 5 minutes, but we've been here all day or whatever. I said this to friends before. You're never going to make it to the fucking second place. Unless all of your friends are going to a second location with you, you're never making to a goddamn second place. Do not plan to meet someone on the way to something else. You're not meeting someone on the way to somewhere else. You're hanging out with that motherfucker now all day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
And
it's an impossible
thing. And if it's an eating holiday, then you just go to the other... Whoever you show up to second, they lose. Because you don't eat their food. And that's basically how you decide. Like, okay, this is how we decide which family we're going to have Thanksgiving with and which one we're going to have Christmas with. Well, yeah, and not only that, it's like, which one did we choose to go to first? And there you go. That's the one you're spending Thanksgiving with. The other family gets Christmas. And that's just how it works. Yeah,
exactly. I think that we can do
so in that
more.
Case, I... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I am going to go, if I can still choose here, this one I thought was pretty good. What do you have? Let's see what you have.
What I have is, I'm 19 male, and I don't drink alcohol. Should I start?
It is a pretty good one. It's definitely, it's a shorter story than the one I had.
What was yours?
The one I had was, where, am I the asshole for not giving a child my balloon hat?
Yo.
It's okay, you think it's simple. So when you go to that subreddit, there are like a handful of stories that have the flair either the asshole or not the asshole, where like the subreddit moderators have gone in and retroactively went like, no, this person is right or this person is wrong. This person has the flair, not the asshole, on their story, which means that the moderators all decided unanimously, like, nope, this person's right, actually. Fuck that kid. And that's actually why I chose it, because after reading the story and then seeing that, I was like, all right, this seems like a good one. But it's, you know, we can always try it in another episode. We always have it to go back to.
I mean, I'll just say, because,
like I said, quickly, yours is a shorter one.
I mean, the quick answer is yes, so if you do want to do this balloon hat one... That's pretty good.
for the 19 male trying to drink.
Yeah, the 19 male trying to drink is, yes, you should start drinking.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's my answer to that is just like drink socially and then figure out what your limit is.
My answer is drink alone, just like during school, pretend it's an apple juice bottle. Go to your high school with an apple juice bottle, fill it up with brown liquor, and just drink it all day. Fail out, and yeah, just kind of have that be a thing you do for a couple years.
Just get into casually drunk driving.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Oh man, what a great time in someone's life. this person is also very, this definitely seems like you could tell that this is a 19-year-old person, because they think that they are getting judged for getting like a soda instead of a beer.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, there's no, bar. Like, this
think,
is, this
like,
is self-conscious.
If you're among your friends at someone's house, then there might be a little more, like, joking pressure of, come on.
Maybe. But, like, at a I don't know. Bar, I definitely think, like, if you go to a bar and you got a soda, like, maybe you might encounter someone who might, maybe, but, like, I still think, like, most places, no one gives a shit. Like, no one is really paying attention. Maybe your friends, like you said, definitely your friends if you're at a bar, I will say.
If your friends might give a shit in a social situation, maybe.
But your friends are also screwing with, like, A, they're screwing with you, and B, if they're not screwing with you, maybe they're not the best friends. I don't know. Like, your friends are probably not actively trying to peer pressure you.
No, I think that if your friends are like, why are you drinking? You're acting weird and no one likes you.
It's also funny, this
cool
person
there, right?
This person put not on. I know they look down on me for not, most people really look down on me for not drinking alcohol, not in an obvious way, but I know they're thinking, what a weirdo. And it's like, no, they're not thinking that. No. You are thinking that.
Yeah, you are.
You,
thinking
no one
is. Yourself.
No one gives a shit what you do with your life. Which at that point, it does kind of seem like, hey, okay, maybe you should drink alcohol then, if this bothers you so much.
Yeah, just try a little.
Well, I guess the thing here is that they're 19 and not 21, so they're obviously not going to a bar.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So this is definitely
America,
like, yeah. Oh yeah, I guess you're right. That's true. I didn't think about that. This the first answer this person got at the very end. It said, Well, they're saying, like, don't let peer pressure get to you. Just do what you want to do. But then at the very end, they say, also, don't drink Coke. Soda's bad for you. Order water like a boss.
Yeah,
which order is like,
water like a boss.
I'm glad your account is deleted.
Do you want to do the am I the asshole for giving a child my balloon hat? Because all I can think about is, like, this is absolutely a scenario William would find himself in.
It's absolutely true. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read through this.
I've been laughing recently, actually, about, like, William's bit about not being able to do a cutaway.
Yeah, we have to do another Family Guy episode. Get William on William on the horn. So, now I want, just a reminder, the powers that be have decided that this person is not the asshole. So keep that in mind while you're reading, while I'm reading this. Am I the asshole for not giving a child my balloon hat? So I'm aware the title makes me sound like a child myself, but bear with me. So at my 23F, as a 23-year-old female, place of work, we have a lady who comes every Saturday to make balloon hats, face paint, etc. She's super lovely, and I get very excited for Saturdays to roll around because I am partial to a silly hat, and she makes a mean balloon hat. While we do wear the balloon hats at work, we don't usually take them home, but we had our staff party that night. We all planned on taking them home to wear to that. This happened a couple weeks ago. I had my balloon hat, which was a fish, and I was wearing it as I was serving customers. I wasn't the only one wearing one, by the way. When a child, maybe 7 or 8, and her dad came up to me next. The girl points at it and asks her dad if she could get one. Now, by this time, the balloon hat lady had packed up her stuff and left, and he told her that. But then he said, maybe if you ask the lady for hers, she will give it to you. I kind of cringed because I knew if I said no to this sweet little girl, I would be a massive asshole. I like asshole is in, is... abbreviated to AH. And I know that the like the subreddit is like am I the asshole is abbreviated, but it would be really fun if it was that was just like a subreddit style thing, like, yo, what's up my fellow AHs, like that's like a moniker. And not just this person not wanting to curse. But I also thought, why should I feel obliged to give this random kid something of mine just because she's a kid? So instead I said, oh, this is actually my hat, but I think we have a spare one that nobody's wearing that you can have. So I went to ask my workmates for the other one, and they were also a bit conflicted because, as I said above, we were planning on wearing them to our staff party that night. We couldn't find the spare one, so one of my workmates reluctantly gave up his, more mature than me, obvious. I gave it to her, and she seemed happy with it, but the dad kind of made a sly comment about me not wanting to give his child my one. It was kind of awkward, and I did feel like a bad. I did feel like a bad for letting my workmate give up his one instead of mine. Anyway, I told my BF when I got home about it, and he said I was a bit of an asshole, AH yet again, because it's just a stupid hat, and I could have gotten another one next week. He said this to me as I was wearing the fish balloon hat, which made me feel a bit silly. So, am I the asshole for not giving a child my balloon hat?
That's so dumb to be wearing that. I'd be like, you know, you're kind of a bitch
if you click on this, you can actually see a picture of what the hat looks like, because there are a bunch of people going like, damn, I side with you, that hat's so cool, I would not have given it up, which is even funnier. Just like, fuck this kid.
Yeah, oh, and that would absolutely be what William would say too. Fuck that kid.
William would not have any deliberation. He would not hesitate to be like, no, this is mine, fuck you.
Yeah, see, more people need to be like William. If someone, like, asks you for a thing out of fucking turn, out of place, unless it's like, because, like, he's very good about, I'm not gonna disparage him here, he's very good about, like, people in need he'll just give shit to. But someone else, anyone else, like, this fucking dad doing that, he would just be like, fuck you.
Because... on the one hand, it's like, this person is kind of right. Like, it's definitely a weird move on this dad to be like, this is totally yours. So it's fun to be like, yeah, I guess I agree. This person is not the asshole, but it is very funny.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so funny to be like, yeah, I'm in the right. Fuck this kid.
Yeah. Honestly, it's more like, fuck this dad. Where do you get this fucking idea that you can just be like, I don't know. Yeah. Ask a person for a thing and they'll probably give it to you. You're a child.
In my head, I was just imagining that, like, the dad was getting out his wallet to, like, pay her. But, like, no, the dad is literally just like, this little girl's gonna get fucking guilt trip the shit out of you. You better give it to her.
Yo, my fucking...
Also, I really like that... I like that there was no one else who was willing to give. Like, everyone else was like, yeah, no one went to the party. Well, yeah. I don't want to keep mine.
Yes, because everyone else is like, well, I'm pretty sure someone else will do it. That's, you know, that's most scenarios. Like, all right, I'm pretty hopeful someone else will do it. What do you think this, I guess they're just, because I guess it did say some kind of server. Because I was about to ask, like, what is their job that, like, every Saturday someone comes in to do?
Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to comment on at the very beginning, but I kind of waited, which is, this is a 23-year-old, and I don't know where it is that they work, but it is very funny that this, like, this person shows, I mean, maybe it's like a restaurant, they like, and this person yeah, isn't there if it is for like the restaurant.
Restaurant, or if,
yeah,
maybe it's,
well, they like, have, they're having a staff party, gym. That doesn't, yeah, but then they're having like a staff party,
yeah.
So I don't, it sounds like an office, but like, maybe it's like an office and then there's, but it's like in like a strip mall or some kind of public, like some kind of an area where there's a lot of cross traffic between other businesses. And that's why this lady shows up. So all these people come down. Cause like, it's like a, when I was working at a Heritage briefly, there was a, there was like, there was just like a food truck that was just, oh, it's an insurance company.
Yeah.
For everyone who's excited, I used to work in an insurance company. It's very cool. But they had like scheduled just like a they had scheduled a food truck to show up like 3 days out of the week every week.
Yeah.
But it's just like a building out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like buy anything.
Well, that's the thing. It's not that they were scheduling the food truck. It's that the food truck wants the business. So the food truck was who was showing up, really.
Well, yeah, but like, I feel it was like still like a scheduled
thing. As a food truck, like you just kind of go near businesses at like 12 or 1, and you're like, oh, I really hope someone comes out here.
True. It definitely seemed like something they intentionally scheduled.
Oh, really?
Because the person I was talking to was like, what? They were like, what, the same food truck is coming like 2 days in a week, why are they doing that? So it seemed like something that management had like worked out a deal on, but I guess you could be right, it could just be this thing coming randomly, this person not knowing what they're talking about, but this is a person that worked there, so I assume they kind of knew. But yeah, I don't know, this is also like a building, this isn't like in a place with like a lot of cross traffic, so this isn't the perfect example for this balloon lady traffic, but it is really funny to think that this balloon lady just comes for this like she works at like a Raymond James or something. She works at like some big financial firm. Yeah. And they're like, listen, these people are like 3 fucking inches from just blowing their brains out every day. This is the one pleasure we give them to keep them from crossing the line going postal. The lady comes and paints their faces.
And Uncut Jim's going to Howie Ratner's fucking like diamond and jewelry shop and just doing balloons and face paint.
Yeah, trying to, like, knocking on the door, trying to get in while he's locked himself in with the fucking mob guys.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to get in there.
Trying to get the screwdriver into the door, and you're like, y'all want painted faces? I can do a tiger.
They're like, hey, we're supposed to be here at 12. This is our gig. Like, you gotta let us in this tiny little room.
So if you couldn't get the kid the balloon and what you should have got with the bun pop and the freeze pop.
Are you going to be the one to tell these children they can't have themselves a balloon hat? That's more of a Hank Hill than a Dr. Phil. But anyways.
It was a good hangout.
I do think, Hank Hill's pretty, I feel like a lot of people could do a Hank
Dr.
Hill.
He's
pretty,
Phil, Hank
God Hill. God damn it, Bobby. I will say it's definitely the cherry on top that the girlfriend goes home to the boyfriend being like, you're a fucking asshole, while she's still got the hat on.
Yeah, that is so cool. Just
that's
having the
fucking
hat
hilarious.
On
just being like not even taking the hat off before being like, you're not going to believe this little bitch at work tried to do to me.
I was thinking about the doctor.
So proud of your hat.
Proud of the hat, like swinging legs over a chair.
Yeah, just really funny. But the other thing also that's very funny about this is this dad, like, not only trying to, like, it's weird enough to try, but it's even weirder to be like, You're a fucking bitch for not giving this hat to my daughter. How dare you?
Talking about like the Dr. Phil thing where he reads out the text. It's like, shut the hell up, bitch. Go kill yourself. Go sit in the middle of the road and let a car run over you. You're ugly. You're disgusting. I'm going to kill you.
Well, I think we basically we got it all handled here. That was a good little advice roundup, and we'll be happy to do plenty more. And it would be so fun if our fucking loyal listeners would fucking send us advice. Kuwaitis. But I guess that's too much to those fucking Kuwaitis would send us stuff. We do have one download from Hong Kong recently, which I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
I always get excited whenever I see a download from like another country. Just like adding another country to the list, I'm like, fuck yeah. The only market we haven't broken into is South America, and I feel like that's only a matter of time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm trying to get those Venezuelan downloads.
Our Venezuelan allies. We stand with you.
Yeah, oh hell yeah. I'm basically trying to become Maduro's favorite podcast.
Please, Mr. Maduro. please download our pod.
Please.
Mr. Yeah, I mean, if you liked how we handled this.
Please, Eva Morales, download my podcast.
Not the same country to be like, Mr. Guaido, please.
Yo, if fucking I can't get Maduro to download it, I'll take it if Juan Guaido just starts espousing the truth of the Marxist Marxist podcastism that we speak on television people.
That just reminded me of something I saw on TikTok today. Just a brief little aside here to close this out. It was a girl who had like trained her dog to respond to commands, but in German. It's not a German Shepherd, but it kind of looks like maybe it was like a Shepherd of some kind, or it kind of looks like a German Shepherd, but it's really big. So I thought it might have been a mixed breed. But anyways, she's got this dog, and she gives him a command in German to speak. So she's like, sprechen, and then the dog barks or whatever. And I thought it was, German Shepherd responding to a command in German. I was like, very interesting. But then, like, on her bio, it said that she was Venezuelan and German. And I was like,
Hang on.
How very interesting. So I thought you would enjoy that.
They're funky beats.
They're funky beats. So I thought you might get a little kick out of that one.
In ein Venezuelander. Caracasander.
Oh man, just
Ich in ein Caracasander. Like,
I'd love to hear more about your lineage.
When did your great grandfather or grandfather get into Venezuela exactly?
Oh man.
That's so cool. That's so cool when you see one where you're like, all right, German South America. I think I know what's going on. And
I've got some ideas.
And the German Shepherd? I'm getting
that response to German that you've trained to respond to German commands? That's interesting.
And Maduro's allowing this? Maduro, you're allowing this one?
So hey, if our listeners out there, the 12 of you in Bavaria who enjoy our little pod that we do here, if you thought that you'd like to see some of your questions or advice handled on the show, or need advice, I always get that wrong, you can always email us tvforwhitepeople@yahoo.com. I'm sure that you're just fucking waiting to send some in, and if you want to, we'll handle it here on the show. We'll do it, I promise you. We live in two different cities now, and we're still tackling this horse shit.
Exactly.
So we're excited to handle more shit. We'll definitely do more advice episodes. Yeah, we're still front. We're on the front lines of the fight.
TV. So yeah, white feel free to send more dangerous. Shit. In. Still a threat.
We are still a threat. So yeah, send some stuff in. We'll definitely do another advice episode. We've got more fun stuff coming down the pipes. I have been your co-host, Eric.
And I've been Levi.
This has been television for white people.
People.
A stove is a stove.
No matter where you go.
See ya, buddy.
Bye-bye, buddy boy.
Bye-bye.
And goodbye to you, listeners.
Just think of Eric. Levi.